This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden continue to cast each other as a threat to Americans' day-to-day security. The November presidential election opponents have public events, both have public events on Wednesday. President Trump is in the U.S. state of North Carolina, where he will deliver remarks on designating the city of Wilmington as the first American World War II heritage city. Biden, on the other hand, is in the U.S. state of Delaware, where he's speaking to the media and is expected to deliver a speech that his campaign says will hammer President Trump on school safety during the pandemic and accuse the president of making the country less safe. President Trump, who is steering his campaign toward a law and order theme, put his approach on display again on Tuesday on a trip to the city of Kenosha, Wisconsin. Kenosha is still reeling from protests and violence after another black man, Jacob Blake, was shot by police. He called the destruction anti-American and suggested Biden's election would ensure similar scenes in U.S. cities across the country. Biden will travel to Kenosha on Thursday. Germany says tests performed on Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny show he was poisoned with a Soviet-era nerve agent called Novichok. The statement came from Chancellor Angela Merkel's spokesman on Wednesday. Navalny, a fierce critic of President Vladimir Putin, fell ill on a flight from Siberia to Moscow on August 20th. He was later transferred to a hospital in Germany while in a coma. The German spokesman said blood sample tests produced unequivocal evidence that Navalny had been poisoned with Novichok, the same agent used 2 years ago to poison a Russian defector living in Britain. This is VOA News.